And right now we have Izzy talking to Aiden Jazzy Jones, a local talent who is set to perform at the Forage Festival this Sunday with Porch Sessions. Aiden has been described as a young soul, carrying the old folklore traditions. But Izzy asks how he himself would describe his music.
Well, with like the traditions, I suppose that comes upon the traditional aspect of what folk music is. There's things in my learning about how to play music. It's going into like old songs, and so with the writing of that is it's going through songs that have just been passed down from generation to generation to generation and ongoing. So using those, I guess that's like what the unbroken line is in that. It's more kind of finger-picked in traditional style, playing guitar and like the old instrument too.
Now, as a kiddie, I was forced into about 1,001 instruments and came out with depressingly zero talent. What's your secret, or did it just come naturally to you?
Well, I suppose there is an aspect of like coming naturally. Always in my household, there was lots of instruments in my house growing up. So whether it be like piano or a kind of guitar that had a bunch of broken strings that I'd play like a bass guitar. But my parents being really into listening to music a lot, but not so much playing themselves, it was always a thing. Like I'd be growing up with music constantly playing in my household and then falling in love with songs. And so when I went to start learning these songs, like they'd be pretty beaten into my head, like just always like singing and humming. Just like when I picked up an instrument, it was kind of like making it like those sounds come out a bit easier.
Well, I'm impressed. I think I tried piano, clarinet, flute, percussion, maybe a few more. But now tell me, where do you get some of your inspirations from? I know you write a lot of your own music.
Yeah, I write a lot of it. I guess, you know, there's too like it's almost a collaboration between traditional pieces. And mm-hmm. So it'd have like this old public domain song with lyrics that would, you know, resonate with me to a certain extent, but then, you know, changing things around to make them suit a modern time and that. So it's always, I guess through influence, it's always like a collaborative venture.
Great. Now, the latest video I've seen, you were jamming away on a tram. But what would you say is the most unusual place you've performed?
there's a few. I remember in Tasmania, I was touring around with Dr. Piffle and Burlap Band and playing with them. And we'd formed a new band at that time called Rin Billy Rattle. We'd met some people around there that just, we started playing shows in some really like wild places, like old warehouses and some tunnel systems like around the Hobart area. But when we went to play with this band Black Vat Trio in Sydney, they took us out to this place here. It's around Maroubra Beach kind of area. There's like these old World War II like ruined gun towers and things, and so like a bunch of us would be hucking through the bush and like carrying all our instruments out there. And because we're all acoustic bands, like we don't really need any electricity or anything to play, so like we can pull into some like pretty wild places. Certainly the strangest is definitely playing in that old broken-down gun tower place.
Amazing. When was this?
That was probably a couple of years ago, last time visiting Sydney. Probably a couple of years.
Well, that sounds like quite the cool experience. And now, I hear your music isn't your only talent. What else do you get up to in your day-to-day life?
I guess it's a lot to do with, like, winemaking. I guess that's, like, what my work is outside of music making. And that's always like a fun kind of thing. I work with a few crew around the Bosque Range area in natural winemaking, and then down south around McLaren Flat. It's pretty spread out all over the place.
Do you have a favourite wine of yours at all?
Favourite wine? Probably the natural Pinots that are coming out of Bosque Range and the Adelaide Hills at the moment. Yeah, I think that's where I've been really loving.
Delicious. We'll have to give it a try. Now, I know you've got a performance coming up this weekend with Porch Sessions. Can you tell me what's going on down in Tanunda this Saturday?
The Forage Festival, it's put on by Porch Sessions and then the Forage Supply Company. So, you know, Tanunda's a beautiful bit of land. They never really get up to Barossa too much to hang out. So that'll be really wonderful. There's a few people playing. There's Ryan Oliver and Winter Gypsy. Both of those I haven't really had a chance to check out their live performance yet. But, I mean, they're writing beautiful music.
Great. And I know you've had some performances with Porch Sessions before. How did you find those performances?
Oh, it's always so wonderful. The kind of the demographic and people that are coming out to the Porch Sessions performances, like they're really, really into the music itself rather than going into to something that like you would see at you know, the late night music industry around Adelaide and like the nightlife, where it's like really having into drinking culture, and it's almost music is secondary in that kind of thing. So like when Porch Sessions happens, it's like all these people coming out to really experience like the music at a really intimate level. And so like performing there, it's a really beautiful experience, like to have people that are so attentive and so just really into what they're seeing there.
I know I went to one last winter and it was just so cozy and adorable. So I'm hoping to get down there this weekend as well. So thank you so much for coming in to chat to us. Now, if our listeners were hoping to find some of your music, where is best to locate it?
Well, I have some old field recordings up on SoundCloud, a kind of studio demo that I did a few years ago that's on Bandcamp, that's under the Village Records Bandcamp. About to be recording in a couple of weeks of some new material, so that will be out hopefully around November kind of time. But yeah, just searching Aidan Jazzy Jones on Facebook and I'll be putting everything up on there.
Great. And with your new recordings, was that solo or was that with a band?
Both. I play, like I mentioned before, there's a band Rinbilly Rattle. We will be recording a little EP and then I'll do a solo one as well. So that'll be like done in the same studio on the same weekend. So that'll be busy. That it's been fine in between the recording times. So I'm looking forward to putting out some new work.
That sounds great. I'm excited to hear it. And now you've kindly agreed to perform for us today on Global Generation. So tell us about the song you've picked.
The song is called Katie Krull. I first heard it by a woman, Peggy Seeger, and also Karen Dalton. The song is a really old traditional, the origin is maybe Scottish, but around like the American Revolutionary War time. So many different people have performed this song in very, very many different versions. So, this one, I guess, like from that public domain traditional folk kind of side, it's in an interesting minor tuning. It's called like a cross tune. But it's a beautiful, sadder song.
Again, thank you so much for coming in. You're listening to Global Generation, and we're going to leave you with Aidan Jazzy Jones singing Katie Krull.
Song and what talent. Definitely get down to Forage Festival in Tanunda from 12 till 5 p.m. this Sunday and say hello to Aiden and maybe even take your dad along for the ride.